Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. That's the Rolling Stones, that is. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the blog. Check out the poll question. We ask a different question every week. And also, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Janet Christie is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and president of Leverage and Development. Leverageanddevelopment.com is the website. And her books are Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned and also 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. Those are available, Janet, wherever books are sold, right?
Correct.
And also all about her own website. She helps small business owners just like you and me all the time, and you if you want her to. Janet, you've got some more ideas for us for how we can get 2012 started on the right foot?
Yes. Resolution number 6 is stop begging and harassing.
Stop begging and harassing?
Yeah.
But I want more revenue. I want more revenue, Janet.
Well, and of course, in number 5, I talked about follow-up and follow-through, because that's one thing that I hear from purchasers that small businesses don't do. But there's a fine line between following up and begging and harassing.
So be persistent, but don't be needy.
That's a very good word for it, needy.
Yeah.
When I was in elementary school, I guess, my mother told me one time, or actually I think she probably told me this several times. She said, when you keep giving reasons for something, it starts to sound like excuses. So small business owners and marketers need to really listen to what their prospects and customers and clients are saying, and if they're giving a lot of reasons why not to buy something, it may be that they're giving excuses, and it may be time to walk away and go on to the next prospect on the list.
Well, you know, that's one of the really tough things for every business and every salesperson, is to know when are you being persistent and admirable, and when are you being needy and pushy and annoying. And you have to really, I mean, I spend a lot of time thinking about this with my own customers, my own prospects. You know, when do I follow up? When is too soon? What can I do to follow up in a way that's helpful, but doesn't, that reminds them that I'm around, but doesn't sound like I'm being, you know, pushy or needy or begging or whatever. It's a really important little dance that we do with our prospects, and more so with prospects than with customers, right?
Yeah. And I talk to purchasers all the time, and they tell me that people don't follow up and don't keep reminding them that they exist. Mm-hmm. And they see, you know, especially when you're talking about like supplier diversity coordinators or purchasers in big corporations or large government entities, and they do forget about you because they see so many. So you've got to find a way to follow up. But one of the keys is to make sure that those people are really your customers, are really your prospects. You know, going back to number 2 again, but really knowing who your customers are and if they can actually purchase it. Just following up with somebody to, keep saying, hey, give me a project, give me a contract. That's not selling. That's not marketing. You've got to first make sure that they do know you or do need you.
You have to qualify them enough to where you know that they're a prospect for what you sell, and then you have to get signals from them to the point where you believe that there's a reason for you to move on, and that's all part of the sales process, isn't it?
And another key to it is if you feel like you're begging or harassing, then and it doesn't feel comfortable, then it's time to evaluate. It may not be time to walk away because you may just need to, you know, work on your own comfort level, but it is time to evaluate it. And after you do that a few times, you'll start to have a better feel for when it's time to walk away. Because is it really going to be worth it once you get that project? Is the revenue from that compared to the cost really going to be worth it.
Right. And the thing is, some eggs just don't hatch. And you got to decide, is this a China egg? A China egg doesn't hatch. Is this a China egg? That's a term I learned a long time ago. You got to ask yourself, is this a China egg, or does this have a chance to hatch? Or as one of my mentors once said, do you have a fighting chance or just a chance to fight?
Oh, that's a very good way to put it.
That's a good one, isn't it? Yeah. So, all right, I got time for one more, quick one.
All right, number 7, get over the need to be the lead dog.
Ah.
And that's just sort of another way of looking at it about the possibility of being a subcontractor
mm-hmm.
or getting a piece of a contract or a project instead of constantly going after that large corporation, that large federal agency, and sometimes even a state agency. Maybe you need to be a subcontractor
because
it's a whole lot easier. The lead dog, you know, is the one fighting the most of the storm and pulling the heaviest part of the weight.
A lot of people have gotten rich by being the not the lead dog, but the second dog, the subcontractor. A lot of people make a lot of money doing that, don't they?
Harvey Korman made a lot of money, and he got a lot of laughs being a second banana.
There you go. Hey, give us the website quickly one more time.
Leverageanddevelopment.com, and people can see the whole list there.
All right, check it out. Hey, Janet, let's have a good 2012 together. What do you think?
Amen.
There you go. Thanks, Janet, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. I will be, too, after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.